peepers or March peepers or tree frogs or spring frogs or tree toads or
no
grass frogs or rain frogs or
goodness, no.
That's the next one. What do you call that thing that hops around in your garden? They're usually brown. And they eat insects, and they're sometimes blamed for giving you warts.
Frog.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, what do you put on your hook when you go fishing?
Bait.
Okay, what would you use for bait?
Me?
Yeah.
Liver.
What do you use?
Shrimp.
Okay.
Doe bait.
What's doe bait?
Me.
Yeah. What's doe bait?
Oh, that's a concoction that the people used to make up. When I was a little girl, I remember they would take meal and cotton. I think it was acephalia.
What?
Acephalia.
Yeah.
And they would boil the water.
Yeah.
And so it'd make that meal like a mush, you know, like mush, meal mush. And they'd add that cotton in there and this smelly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just stir it all in. And then when they got it all together, they'd make one big ball out of it. And you just break off so much and put it onto your hook.
Huh, and it works, huh?
Right. It did then. I doubt if it does now. Sure did. They call that doe bait.
Huh, that's neat. Mm-hmm. If you're going to use live bait, what would you use? You would use...
I know what they...
If you
would
use
minnows, worms.
Yeah, what kind of worms?
Worms that you dig up out of the ground.
Okay, you have another name for them besides just worms?
I've heard grub worm.
Okay.
Now don't ask me to describe it.
Okay.
Grub worm. And then the long worms, you know, you get out of the ground.
Yeah, what do you call them?
I suppose earthworm, I don't know.
Okay, is that different from grub worm? Is a grub worm not long?
I think the grub worm is a little short worm. Fat.
Okay.
Seemed like it had a little stripe or something on them.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like a thousand legs. Look like legs of feet or something.
Okay, do you have a name for a bigger kind of worm? The nurse one?
There's another name, but I don't know what it is. I can't think. I know it. I'm sure if I heard the word, I would recognize it.
Okay. What do you call that hard-shelled thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it?
Turtle.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?
Snapping turtle, tapping.
Okay. What's the difference between a tapping turtle and a snapping turtle?
I think the tapping thing is something that survives on out of the water.
Oh. Uh-huh.
For a good long period of time.
Uh-huh.
Versus. And a snapping turtle, I think, is a turtle that will snap you a finger or whatever.
Yeah.
Get a hole off.
Yeah. What other kinds of turtles are there?
Soft shell, hard shell, whatever, I guess it would be one and the same. I don't know when it comes to tapping and turtles.
Yeah.
I think the tapping thing is a real, real hard shell.